Our last item today on Friday, the 22nd of March, which is, I think, about next Friday. The 75th Clare Drama Festival starts. And we'd hope to have Tom Henley in. Tom is the PRO, but Tom is away today. And he came in yesterday. I chatted to him yesterday evening just to get some of the insights and the lowdown as to what is happening in the drama festival. So, as I said, it's starts next week with the Gin Game by Camaros Drama Group. But I spoke to Tom last night, and Tom is very much in tune. He's the PRO. So let's hear that interview now. Well, this coming week sees the return of the Clare Drama Festival, the 75th Drama Festival. And delighted to be joined on the line now by our own Tom Henley, who, as it happens, is the PRO of the Drama Festival. Tom, delighted to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for giving me the opportunity to talk about our 75th festival, as you said, there, starting next Friday night. And we'll be running for 8 nights, and starting each night at 8 o'clock. And a final night will be at 7:30. And, you know, I suppose it's a great achievement, really, that has gone on for so many years before. And first festival was in 1947, and over the years we've had groups from every corner of the country, and this year is no exception, because we have two groups from Wexford, we have one from Laois, we have two from Kerry, one from Tipperary, one from Mayo, and of course our own Slievochty Drama Group. And incidentally, Slievochty are the only Clare group that are competing on the festival circuit this year, so... which is a pity, really. You know, there was a time we had 5 or 6 groups in Clare, but hopefully that'll come back again too.
Yes, and I mean, we still have those 5 or 6 groups in Clare. It's just they're not competing at the festivals.
Exactly. Yes, I noticed Ennis are putting on a play coming fairly soon, I think, in Glore. You know, and they used to be on the circuit for years, but it's a big commitment for a group to take a show on the circuit, between building a set and transporting it and taking it down, and you know. Yes. And it takes a lot of time. Groups don't always have the manpower, I suppose, for that anymore, you know.
Yes, yes, but, and the expense
of it. The tradition still continues, though. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's quite expensive, you know. Yeah.
It's amazing, though, that, you know, the drama and amateur drama, you know, beginning as it did back in the 40s when... You know, when there was no TV and not everyone had a radio even at that stage. And, you know, it's you could see how it flourished. But it has continued to flourish, you know, into the...
Do you know what contributed... Yeah. Do you know what really contributed to the success in the 40s? In those days, of course, the church had... all dances were banned during Lent in most dioceses in the country. But... drama was allowed, you know, so it was a great social outlet for the young people, kind of, to go to the drama. That was okay, but they couldn't go dancing.
Yes, of course.
It still continued, and it's very popular in rural areas now. There's festivals of, like Clare, you have Dunbegan ourselves, and you have Charleville and Castle Island, and you have Holy Cross, and you go down to West Cork, down to Rossmore, and Rossmore is about the size of Pudyke, would you believe?
Yes, know? Yeah. But it's also, I mean, the Clare Drama Festival Committee have kept the prices very reasonable, because I see, you know, the most expensive ticket for an adult now is €12. And I mean, this day and age, like, that is pretty low.
It's only the price of, I suppose, two. If you go out, most places, 2 cups of coffee and maybe a snack.
Well, now to get 2 cups of coffee and a snack for €12.
you would. Yeah. But Anna, we're lucky. We try and keep the prices down and as low as we can, kind of, you know. And,
yes.
So we're not in the business of accumulating a fortune. We always like to keep a few bob in the kitty, all right, for the rainy day. And every now and again, we have capital expenditure, whether it is new lights or new soundboards, or maybe put up extra curtains in the hall to kind of improve the acoustics in it and places like that, you know.
Yes. So, I see on Tuesday the 26th, Slievochty Drama Group are presenting Same Old Moon. But can I ask you, is there any other highlight for you now in the festival. We leave Slivati out of it.
We're going to see Slivati anyway, though, the local group.
Exactly, yes.
Fine production, yeah. The one, Clodagh players are coming on Sunday the 24th from Leash with Tread by Mark Doherty. And that's a relatively new play, but I saw it maybe about 10 or 15 years ago. In fact, it won the Confined All Ireland with it, and I thought it was a fabulous production. So if Clodagh players can do a decent job, it's definitely one to see.
Yes.
And then on the Saturday night, we have Wayside Players from Wexford and Raftery's Hill. No, by Marina Carr. That's not exactly a barrel of laughs, I suppose, but it's still a very, very strong play, you know?
Yes.
And then Wednesday 27th, Mind Dharma Group from Near Thurles are coming with Stolen Child. We've had that a few times before, but it's written by Barbara McQueeve and Yvonne Quinn. I think Barbara McQueeve would be a colleague of your own. I think she was a national school teacher.
Yes.
But that's a fine play and kind of tells of a successful businesswoman who was adopted at birth, and she hires a colourful private detective to try and find her birth mother, you know.
Yes.
And it's entertaining, you know.
Yes.
And then we have Eclipsed, Ray Leonard players from Mayo, from Terramorris, are doing that Eclipsed, Patricia Burke-Brogan. And that is... It's one of the first plays, I suppose, to tell the story of the Magdalene Laundries, you know.
Yes.
And it's there's a lot of history in that too, as we know, you know.
Yes.
And final night, we have a new group on the circuit. It's their first time coming on the circuit, and they're coming to Scariff, St. John's Theatre Company from Listowel, bringing The Kings of the Kilburn High Road. Now, that's a play we've seen a few times, powerful play, about immigrants, six young men that emigrated to London from Mayo, and to seek their fortune. They were all going to come home in about 2 years, but of course that didn't happen, you know.
Yes.
Only one of them was really successful. The others fell, I suppose, between the brunt of hard work and hard drinking. They fell and they didn't always make it, you know, in life. But it's a fine play written by Jimmy Murphy, you know, and I expect St. John's will do a decent job in it. So there'll be plenty of entertainment there. And
yes,
we have another Kerry group coming from Lixnaw with the Trojan Women. No, this is adapted by Brendan Kennelly, the Kerry novelist and playwright, and it kind of gives the women's idea, I suppose, about the from Euripides, kind of, you know.
Yes.
But hopefully it'll be interesting. I said I haven't seen it, you know.
Yeah.
But then opening night, of course, we have a crowd from Camross from Wexford with the Gin Game. No, it does nothing got to do with the alcohol bit of it, I think. It's two elderly residents in a nursing home. They strike up an acquaintance, and they don't seem to have many other friends, but they're competing, playing this gin rummy, you know?
Yes.
And trying to outdo one another, to try and expose their weaknesses and things like that, just competing with one another. I haven't seen that play before. Has the potential to be entertaining, you know?
So yes.
We'll see what that's like, you know?
I know.
So I said, there's something for everyone. There'll be the two masks of theatre, the funny side and the serious side.
You know? Yes, yeah. Well, I asked you to name one, and you ended up by doing a little pressing of all of them.
Okay.
Yes. But I mean,
I want to see Thread, and I want to see Stolen Child, and I want to see Eclipsed, and I want to see The Kings, you know. So I have four or five of them, you know, that
yes,
I want to see.
I know, yeah. Yes.
And hopefully one of them will go on to win their All-Ireland, get to their All-Ireland anyway, and win their All-Ireland, then they can find it. Of course, we'd have to shout for the locals, you know, if we can, but
of course we would. Yes, and Paul Brennan is.
Paul Brennan will call it. He's, yeah.
Yes.
He's the adjudicator, and he'll call it as he sees it, you know.
Okay, so I see the doors open at 7:15 with curtain at 8 o'clock, apart from the final night when,
that's right,
when everything is half an hour earlier. Doors open at 7 and curtain at 7:30.
And there's no need to pre-book. And as you said, it's €12 for adults, and seniors, those that have the FT cards, can get in for €10 a night, or you can get a season ticket for €70. And children and students are €7. So it's very good value, really. You know?
Yeah, it is very good value. And it's remarkable the way the prices have been kept low. And such a wealth of entertainment that we'll have
over
the festival.
Yeah. And of course, the amateurs, you know, I often say if you go to see a professional production, let's say in Dublin or anywhere else, they play it at the same level night after night, you know. The amateurs will feed off the audience. And if they get a good receptive audience, they'll hit the heights, you know.
Yes.
Mind you, there could be the occasional flop too.
I know,
time, but when they do hit the heights, they can really soar, you know. And hopefully we'll see some moments like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be a good festival again, Tom, and the crowds will turn up in their droves in order to enjoy what's on stage.
Exactly, and of course they're all adjudicators in their own right, you know, a lot of our regular patrons, they have opinions, you know, and some of them wouldn't be a bit shy about telling the adjudicator either, you know.
And they mightn't always agree with the adjudicator.
Oh, no, that's part of the course, I suppose, but Paul will give his comment after the play each night, kind of his, what the main points of it and all that sort of thing. And
yes,
of course, he'll probably play his cards a little close to his chest. He won't give the results, maybe, let's say, if he sees Slivak, he says, oh, that's the winner, you know, the rest of them go home.
Yes.
He won't say that.
No.
He plays cards close to his chest, I'd say.
You know.
You have to
maybe
read between the lines sometimes what they say, kind of, you know.
Yes, I know,
The winner.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. Tom Hanley, PRO of the Clare Drama Festival, looking forward to the 75th festival starting next week on the 22nd of March. That's Friday of the coming Friday. Thanks, Tom, for giving us a sample of what's happening, and you know, the best of luck with the festival.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to promote it. Indeed, so thanks.
Okay.